Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitators and coaches Betsy McLaughlin and Kathy Williams to delve into different areas of your life, get unstuck, and create the life that is truly possible for you. These joyful ladies have changed their lives by utilizing the tools and techniques they share with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Kathy and Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Welcome to Imperfect Brilliance, everyone. This is Kathy Williams here with my co-host Betsy McLaughlin. And today we're talking about creating a life that inspires you. Are you waking up inspired each day or not so much? Are you feeling fantastic or frustrated? And you know, a lot of us do this. I did this for years. Are you living your life based on other people's paths, projections, or expectations, including like, oh, you're so good at this, why don't you do that, you know? So let's start to have a conversation about leading a life of inspiration and courageous kindness to create our lives as a space of possibility, of, you know, creating things that inspire us and ultimately inspire others through us being us. So we're going to talk about some tools today to do that. You're not on your own if you feel like I'm not lit up about living. There are a lot of people like that. But what difference and what inspiration could you be if you are willing to be different and create something even greater than you've ever created before? So we'll play with that. We'll talk about that. And Betsy and I use the tools of Access Consciousness. So, hey, Betsy, I'm glad you made it.
Hello, hello.
You want to talk a little bit about Access and about who we are?
Sure. So Access Consciousness is a large, oh gosh, it is a large body of work that empowers you to know what you know and encourages you to ask question, always be in question for what works for you, not what might work for your neighbor, but what works for you. And we are both certified facilitators with Access Consciousness, which means we've had a lot of extensive training. And so we do, we teach a lot of classes and we do seminars, we do telecalls, and we travel around the world and we do worldwide telecalls as well. So we are always so glad when we hear from you guys, you know, and what we can contribute to you all in the world. So you're welcome to email us at imperfectbrilliance@gmail.com. We have a Facebook page, Imperfect Brilliance. We also have a website. Imagine that, imperfectbrilliance.com. And then I have a personal website, creatingyumminess.com. And Kathy has two. She's got meetkathywilliams.com.
With a K.
And,
and
with
an
a
S.
K. Kathy with a K. And she also has IO, like stands for inside out, right? Transformation. And is that with an S or not?
No, no S there.
So iotransformation.com. So lots of ways to find us. We love to play together, and we also facilitate separately. So whatever, you know, is fun and joyful for you, we would love to hear from you.
Indeed. Indeed. And Beyond Access, we are both authors, speakers, coaches. We work with people all over the world, and it truly is so much fun to in this day and age, we can really have a global business, no matter where we are. So I am excited about today's topic. I'm inspired by today's topic, Betsy. Oh, inspiration. So you're the one who came up with this topic, and I'm wondering what inspired you about this, or what really drew you to this idea?
Well, you know, it was when I always am asking, like, what would our audience like to hear? What would they enjoy speaking about, thinking about? And so that's where it first came in, you know, really just following the energy of that. And then there's, we've both really changed our lives. And from where I know where my life was, 5 years plus in the, you know, like I would say 10 years, maybe even 15 years ago to about 5 years ago. So there was a quite a long period of time where I was not a happy person and I was not inspired. I was really just kind of going through the motions of living. And for me, when I found the tools of Access Consciousness and the amazing body work that we've talked about a little bit with the Access Bars and the other body processes that are so amazing to really all contribute to you and your body and what you desire to create in the world, that's where my dynamic change really started. And I had so lost myself along the way that I did not know who I was anymore. And so, you know, looking at that, it's like, wow, you really can change anything in your life. And so, you know, and then looking at that and then what inspires you and what does your inspired life look like? Because everybody's different, right? And so that's really where it all kind of started ruminating. And what, you know, what can you do and how can you live your best life possible, no matter what your imperfections, your perceived imperfections are, no matter what you perceive your limitations as, what can you do to go way beyond whatever you think you can do right here, right now? So that was the inspiration for the show topic today.
Thank you. Yeah. And, you know, as you were talking, I was thinking about, you know, how you were living your life before. And that a lot of times when people are in a job, they think, oh, to go out and live an inspired life, I have to change everything right now. Like, I have to change and completely make a life change where I go do the work I love. And sometimes when clients have that attitude, I'm like, wait, hold up. Okay. That might be the step to take, but it may not be. What can you add to your life right now that would be really fun and inspiring? And I'll give you an example of that, Betsy. I earlier this year, you know, I travel a lot. I travel to facilitate and teach Access Bars and Foundation classes. And I traveled pretty much nonstop from every month from June until November. And once November came, and December, I didn't have any traveling all the way through this month. So that was quite a stretch for me. And I was kind of like, well, I love to travel and I don't live in a bad place to be. I live on Maui. But I was also sort of like, well, what enliven my life on Maui while I'm not traveling? What would be really fun and just different and interesting? And what popped into my head was acting. So I was like, okay. And I looked
Ooh.
up to see when acting class would be. I think I looked up at like on a Tuesday night. And so it was Tuesday night at 8 p.m. or something like that. And Googled, as we do, acting on Maui and our acting classes. And I saw that a class was starting the very next evening. So I was like, oh, okay, well, here I am. And shall I start a 10-week acting class next evening? And it just so like kind of enlivened my body that the next morning I called and the lady was just so enthusiastic. You're gonna love the teacher. She's amazing and all of this. And so I signed up and I showed up and I was sort of like, I don't know what I'm doing here. I've never done this before. And the teacher put me at ease right away, saying, "That's why you're here." And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And it was such a blast. It was so amazing to watch everyone grow through the course of the 10 weeks. And on the last night, there was a show which I didn't expect to participate in. And I actually, I changed a flight, so I might have been able to participate. But the show was so long because it involved other people, not just our class, that I actually didn't get to do my little sketch. In the show, but in the future, it was so much fun to just add something I had never done before. I wasn't doing it to get it right or become a professional actor. It was just, what could I add to my life that would enliven my life and be really fun? And so, if you're in a job or in some situation where you're not enjoying it, and that's not the case for me. I really love my work. But like, it's like, do you have to give up what you're doing right away? The answer is no. What can you add to your life that would inspire you, or that would be really fun for you? And the people in the class, they ranged from one guy owns a supplement store, like he's a huge bodybuilder, and one lady's retired and she took up acting again after like 20, 30 years. And everyone was so different, but it was all just for fun. What can you add to your life just for fun?
Isn't that something? Yes, and we do. And I know, certainly speaking for myself, I was in such a rut where I was not asking those kinds of questions. I wasn't looking for what was fun. Somewhere along the way, I had just decided that this was all my life was going to be. And I'm so grateful that I changed that point of view. And there, you're right. It doesn't, you don't have to change anything. And as far as like a job or anything else. And I love that example, Kathy, of adding something to your life that brings you joy. And what is that for you? And even if you don't know, are you willing to try? You could have walked in the first night at that acting school or class and been like, oh, this is so not for me. And maybe you would have gone back, maybe you wouldn't have, but you were willing to give it a shot.
Yeah,
And
and
right?
even while I was driving over there, I was kind of like, what am I doing? What am I getting into? I'm not sure. And we talk about in Access sometimes the fact that your nervousness is actually excitement. It's this very same energy. And if you would breathe into it, you would see it for the excitement it is. Kind of that enthusiasm, that energy that expands your life rather than a fear. And that's the energy I was experiencing, where it's like, whoa, And what can you add to your life that you've maybe decided that you can't, that would create that energy and that enthusiasm? And we're going to use the clearing statement, which is one of the tools of access consciousness. And it sounds a little wacky, but it works. Would you be willing to use something that's wacky that works? It bypasses the logical mind to bring up the energies of wherever you're stuck and clear those. Yeah, so what were we going to clear? My mind just went, wah!
I don't know. I don't know where you were going.
Okay, so everywhere you have decided that you can't have that thing that excites you, like all the projections and expectations that you've placed on any activity, whether that's rappelling or going to acting class or whatever it is, comedy or even, you know, pottery, whatever it is, will you destroy and uncreate all your expectations, all your judgments of you regarding that activity?
Sure.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And that's the clearing statement. And there's more about that on theclearingstatement.com.
I love that you brought into the conversation, you know, the projections and the expectations. Is how many times before we even start anything do we decide? Like, you could have, we'll go back to your acting example that you just used, and you could have decided, oops, you know what, I forgot about the time, so we'll hold this until we come back from our quick little break. Thanks for listening to Imperfect Brilliance. We'll be right back.
I can't wait to hear what you have to say.
Woohoo!
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance, everyone. This is Kathy Williams here with my co-host Betsy McLaughlin, and we are talking about creating a life that inspires you. And before we get back to our show, I have something coming up that I'd really love to invite you to, and it is a free challenge. around radical abundance. So if you're interested in a free radical abundance challenge that's starting next week, you can find out more at iotransformation.com/abundance. So IO, like inside out, transformation with no S, forward slash abundance. And you can come join us for free. And I'm so excited to hear what you were going to say, Betsy.
So fun. That sounds like a great thing. And Kathy and I have a couple other things brewing that we'll tell you about hopefully next week. What I was going to say right before the commercial was, when you bring an expectation or a decision or a conclusion into whatever it is that you might want to add to your life, because we've talked a lot about, you know, what else could you add to your life that could give you joy or break up the monotony of whatever you might have going on. So what can you be or do to stay out of a foregone conclusion? So you could have gone to the acting class either with like this conclusion that I don't even know why I'm going here and it's probably going to be boring and right, and kind of half talked yourself out of, you know, enjoying it. Or the other side of the coin, you could have said, you could have been like, oh my God, this is going to be the greatest thing ever, and it's going to, you know, change the whole trajectory of my life, and la, 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 right? And
oh, yes.
Where you, right? So you've already come to like decisions and conclusions or projections, which can open up a whole can of worms as to being let down, right?
Oh,
because
yes.
You've already had all of these things going on in your mind. So when you're doing anything, right, whether it's something that you are doing to add to your life or you're just doing it, what would it take to stay out of any judgment or conclusion or expectation about whatever and truly be in the moment, experiencing it and staying present with you, your mind, and not going somewhere else? And then what does that contribute to what you desire your life to be like in all aspects?
Oh, there are so many things that you brought up, Betsy. And gosh, I mean, when you mentioned being in the moment, that is one of the things that acting really requires, because you can't anticipate what the other person is going to say or how they'll say it. Because if they say it in a funny way, then you've got to respond differently to if they say the very same line in a very dramatic way. So that requires real presence. And one of the things that you kind of brought up, but without saying it, is this idea of light and heavy. And if you're familiar with Access Consciousness, you'll have a sense of what light and heavy is. And I'd like to clear up some misconceptions as well. But if you've never heard of Access, we'll explain light and heavy a little bit and how it can help inform your choices. And do you wanna talk about that a little bit? That's what is light and heavy?
Sure. So when something, let's use an invitation, right? You get an invitation, whether it's, you know, in the mail or, you know, a phone call inviting you to, let's use the example of a party. And right away, so you look at this invitation and you get a sense immediately of Will it be fun? Will it be joyful? Or is it kind of a, kind of energy? So for me, with when it's light or heavy, that's kind of where I go. So if it's a light, joyful, kind of effervescent, bubbly, sensing, feeling in me, I'm like, oh, yes, that's joyful. Yes, I would like to choose that, follow that energy. Where is it going to take me? You know, follow the yellow brick road of wherever it's going to end up going. And is there an end or does it keep continuing? Versus for me, a heavy, a lot of times is kind of that like clunk feeling. Ugh. It's not, it's either like an obligatory or you just have a sense that something is off or there's some kind of reason that you don't know about right then, but there's something you're aware of and a reason you shouldn't go. And you, so you can follow that instinct or, you know, and say, okay, it's not light for me. It's kind of this heavy energy, heavy feeling. So is there anything you'd like to add to my description?
Yeah. One of the things that I often ask when I'm going through light and heavy is, if I had no point of view here, what would mm-hmm. I choose?
Yeah.
Okay, because a lot of times we'll be like, oh, well, I don't really feel like going to the party. I'd rather just stay home in my sweatshirt and hang out. And, you know, I don't feel like going to the party, instead of really truly using your awareness. Because that party, even mm-hmm. though you have the decision and the judgment that you don't want to go to the party, you might actually, it might create something greater for you to go. And so mm-hmm. one of the things you can do is say, all the decisions and judgments I have about going or not going, destroy and uncreate those. And then you can use the clearing statement, or you can just pock and pot, or you can just say, I destroy and uncreate those. And then ask, okay, so truth. Because when we say truth, we can't lie to ourselves. Truth. What will it create if I go to the party and get a sense of like, oh, that creates some expansion or ick, or and what will it create if I don't go? And then get a sense again of expansion or contraction. Because sometimes what people do is they can mm-hmm. confuse, this is an uncomfortable thing to choose versus this is a heavy thing to choose. Right? Mm-hmm. Like an uncomfortable mm-hmm. thing might be, oh, I have to get up at, not have to, but I'm going to get up at my brother's wedding and do a toast. That may be uncomfortable. It might not actually be heavy. Okay. And so you see people who have mm-hmm. just learned this tool and they'll call that heavy and they'll avoid doing it versus recognizing, no, it's not comfortable, but it's actually going to create something greater for me and for the mm-hmm. future.
So I love that distinction, Kathy. And what questions would you ask to get more clarity on, is it uncomfortable or is it something else?
You know, my very favorite question to ask about this is like, how is my life in 5 years if I choose this? And why 5 years or even 10 years? It's out far enough that I don't have a lot of expectations about 5 years from now. I might still live on Maui. I might not. You know, I might have a few expectations about it. You know, my kids will be X age and Y age, but, you know, I don't have so many, there's not a lot of solidity around 5 years uh-huh. or greater. So what will my life be like in 5 years if I choose to go to this party, if I choose to make this phone call, if I choose to make this toast? And what will it be like if I don't? And that kind of gets you out of the solidity of, oh, I don't want to go right now because I'd rather stay at home in my pajamas and not go out in the rain.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing is, you know, if something is heavy, asking myself, is this heavy or is it truly just uncomfortable?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's uncomfortable. Okay, well, I can deal with uncomfortable. I mean, if I'm going to stretch my life and expand my life, I'm going to have to get comfortable being uncomfortable. Because that's what's expanding me beyond my comfort zone.
Mm-hmm. Get comfortable being uncomfortable. And what if right on the other side of uncomfortable is everything that you have been looking for?
Ooh.
So what is on the other side of uncomfortable?
Whatever you desire. I mean, if you desire a partner in your life, you might have to actually say, hey, are you single? And that is not always comfortable. If you desire to... Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, if you desire to you know, be a speaker, a public speaker, you might actually have to ask for the gig and then get up on stage in front of more people than you're really comfortable with. And that just expands you and blossoms your life.
Yes, and looking at the energy of that, how many times have we stopped ourselves without being willing to go past our comfort zone? So everything this is bringing up in our world, would we all be willing to destroy and uncreate it?
Yes.
Awesome.
Right, well, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock.
All nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And, you know, it really, these words really are nonsensical, and I giggle about them sometimes. And they work. You're, as Kathy mentioned earlier in the show, they're really designed to bypass your logical thinking mind. So what lies on the other side of uncomfortable? And what if, you know, there's a saying, and I'm not sure I'm going to remember it correctly, but it's, you know, like you think about all the time it, taking one step more, or you know, one more thing that would get you to where you desire to go, and how many times have we stopped ourselves?
Yeah, gosh.
You know which saying I'm trying to remember?
You know, I don't. You know, to me, it's just the idea that, again, what will my life be like in 5 years if I choose this?
Mm-hmm.
And would I be willing to step out and recognize that anyone's judgment about me, whatever I'm choosing, choosing acting class, choosing to talk about whatever I'm talking about, on stage or on the radio or whatever it is, everyone else's judgment is just their story in their head. Often that they use to try to control other people. You know, like, that's not a right thing to talk about. You shouldn't talk about that. Well, then that's actually just them trying to control you, perhaps so they're not uncomfortable. So their judgment about you is not really about you.
That's very true. That's very true. And if the, are you, so I guess, I'm sorry, there's so many things swirling in my head right now. It says, are you willing to be a little uncomfortable sometimes? Are you willing to stretch yourself? You know, walking into something you had never done before, and saying yes to the possibility of playing in an acting class, And then just going in with no point of view, how much fun did you have?
It was such a blast.
Right? And you were just as willing to, if it hadn't have been fun, to not go back.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So what, I'm sorry, you were going to say something and it just on the delay, or you said I'm considering, I think, is what you were going to say.
I'm considering doing it again.
Oh, how fun. No, did you, were you doing like comedy or improv or what kind of acting were you doing?
I'm going to laugh at this because it's really highly funny to me. So she would give us monologues and then skits for more than one person. And so I did a streetcar named Desire. I was, I've now forgotten her name. Blanche was given to a more experienced actor, thank goodness, because that is one heavy role. I was Stella. And then my monologue was really funny to me because it was Salome from Oscar Wilde's play, and she was talking about this guy's lips for like 4 minutes. So it's like
That's
talking
funny.
About the color of his lips, and the teacher was like, "This is so you," and I'm like, "What? Are you kidding? So me?" Talking about this guy's lips. So anyway, it was, it was to stretch us, and it was a beautiful experience to try to embody someone. I mean, it's not so me actually to talk about someone's lips. So to like change and become someone else. And how much fun could we have being that within our lives? Like, oh, I'm an introvert. Well, let me play with being an extrovert for a day and see what that opens up. So contemplate that while we go to break, and we'll be back in just a few. Thanks everybody for listening to Imperfect Brilliance.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
My name is Meera Batra, and this is How I Live United. Many families have come to America for a better life. I advocate for these families with United Way. United Way empowers them to see opportunities available. We help them get involved with their kids, schools, and network within the community. My name is Meera Batra. I help families see opportunity and succeed. I don't just wear the shirt. I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance. Where today we are talking about living your best life possible and tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever even imagined. And that's one of the questions that I love to ask Kathy is, how can this work turn out better than I can even imagine? It's how many times does our limitation, I know, right? And like, how many times does the limitation of our mind stop us.
Ooh, a lot of times. A lot of times. And how often do we let what we think others will think about us stop us?
Mm. Oh, goodness. I've never done that.
Right?
And again, I wish.
One of the simplest tools we can use, and I'm not sure if I'm breaking up, Betsy, or if you are, one of the simplest tools we can use is interesting point of view. They have that point of view. Interesting point of view. I have this point of view. Interesting point of view. I have this point of view about their point of view. Interesting point of view. And realizing that, then we don't have to push against their judgment, and we don't have to make their judgment real and limiting of us. It's just like, oh, it's just an interesting point of view.
Yes, and to be in that space of allowance, that you don't resist or react to whatever is being said, is such, there's so much freedom in that. And if you did not allow anybody's point of view, and maybe even including your own point of view about what it is that you're desiring to create or desiring to do or desiring to push past those limitations, the walls that you set up for yourself, if you didn't allow any, if you had no point of view about it, what could you create then? And we love to talk about children on this show. Children are such an amazing example because they do not have a point of view about things. If they want to try something, they're going to try it. And if they fall down and get hurt, they get up. You know, yes, they may sometimes cry, but they'll just keep going, and they don't have a point of view. They'll try it. So where we so many times will stop ourselves because we've already concluded. So what would it be like to have that childlike joy of life where you're willing to experiment and try things? Do you know that, what is that saying? Try it, you might like, you know, try it, you might like it. And so everywhere that you have stopped yourself before you've even started, would you be willing to destroy it and create that?
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And I'm getting a sense of, you know, like so often we limit ourselves so that we belong. We fit in. Well, maybe not anymore, Bets, but I used to do that a bunch. So what if actually stepping out and choosing something that's a little bit unusual or irrational or doesn't make sense actually inspires other people around you to choose something that works for them instead of them continuing to fit in as well? So you choosing what lights you up is an inspiration for the creation of something different, not only for you, but for others as well. And if that makes them a little uncomfortable, perhaps that could be considered good because you're shaking up the norm and helping them recognize that there's a different possibility too. So shall we do a clearing?
I love it. Shake up the tree.
Okay.
Yes.
So what physical actualization, that means bringing into form, what physical actualization of the creation of a reality totally beyond this reality are you now capable of generating, creating, and instituting? Everything that is times a godzillion, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes, right and wrong, good and bad, wrong. Talk all non-shorts, boys and beyond.
And
you know,
the other
Kathy,
thing,
too,
oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, add on to what you were saying with, you know, when you're inspired, how many more things do you create when you're in an inspired, you know, state? Now, I know for me, when I'm inspired and I'm happy and I'm joyful, ideas are coming left and right, and I'm like, oh, da, 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 right, happy joy, that effervescent bubble that I was talking about earlier, versus when I'm not in that space, I really shut down my creative capacities, and it's not a joyful place to be in, and I'm very aware now of the differences. So what creates for you? And being the inspiration for you from that space, truly, 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 what else is possible?
Yeah. Yeah. And that one question, what else is possible? Or what's really possible that I haven't considered yet? Opens the doors to your own awareness, showing you what will create something that you haven't seen before or something that hasn't existed. And every question you ask opens the doors of your awareness. So asking what else is possible, or asking what could I add to my life that would really inspire me, or asking, you know, it's inviting the universe to show you. You don't have to know right away. You don't have to know. You just have to know enough to ask a question.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness. Yeah. In fact, you know, I was telling the story of Kevin O'Leary here today. I'm teaching a foundation class on Maui. And the next one will be in May, if anyone wants to come. And Kevin O'Leary is the guy from Shark Tank, the bald guy. So they make him look, they kind of paint him as a jerk on the show.
He's the one they call Mr. Wonderful.
Say it again?
He's the one that they call Mr. Wonderful.
He is really a brilliant guy. And I was hanging out with a man who told me the story. He was spending some time with Kevin O'Leary, and he said, Kevin, you're starting to get on my nerves because you just keep talking and asking so many questions. And Kevin turned to him and he goes, who's the billionaire? He goes, you might want to start asking more questions. So if we could get that curiosity is really expansive for not only our life, but also our money flows, how many more questions would we start to ask? And that is a huge invitation, and one of the things that Access Consciousness has really, you know, opened up for, I think, both of us, is that questions create.
Yeah.
And so, you know, even just the question, what else is possible, or how does it get any better than this? How about this question? Are you willing to be the source of a different future? Are you willing to choose what lights you up and what inspires you, even if no one around you is?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Okay. So everything that brought up, will you destroy and uncreate it all? All the resistance, all the hesitation, and anything else?
Sure.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Yeah.
You know, other questions that I love, Kathy, are the wonder questions, right?
And oh, yes.
You could add anything you want here. And please know that when we're sharing questions, you can choose any of these that might be fun and joyful. And we, you know, and if they're not fun and joyful, don't choose them. These are all just designed to give you different possibilities and different options. So I love the I wonder, right? I wonder, you know, and you can fill in the blank for anything. So what kind of I wonder questions do you enjoy asking, Cass?
I wonder what magical adventures and delightful surprises I'll have today. How about
that,
you?
That's such a joyful question. Such a joyful question. You know, I wonder what grand and glorious adventures I'll have today. I wonder who I might meet today that, you know, even just that. I wonder who I'll meet today. I wonder fun I'll have today. I wonder where I could find money today.
Ooh, I wonder where money would like to come from today.
Yes.
I wonder what I could create that would inspire me. Or sometimes I use, I wonder what I could create that would knock my socks off, my own socks off. Actually, I don't wear any socks, but anyway.
Knock your sandals off. Knock your flip-flops off.
There we go. Yeah. I wonder questions are amazing because they invite that curiosity. And it's the universe's job to show us, right?
Yes.
It's not our job to know.
Yeah. So everywhere that you have made it your job to know the answer before you even start, would you like to destroy and uncreate all that?
Yes.
Right and wrong.
Right and wrong.
Bad, pot and puck, all non shorts, boys and beyonds.
Yay. Yeah. How many questions can you ask this week? And you know, it's like whenever you're feeling stuck. Oh, you have something. Hold on one second. Whenever you're feeling stuck, it's like, what question can I ask here? That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did you have something
I did. Something just really popped in, Kathy. So when you asked, I wonder how many questions you can ask, it brought up the energy of, like, when you're a child, and I know even when my child was young, how many questions in one day does a child ask?
A ton.
And as a parent, you can get frustrated and stop asking so many questions. So everywhere that we have said that, everywhere we've done that, been that, or decided that now for whatever reason, we cannot ask as many questions as we would like to ask, we please destroy and uncreate that.
Yes, thank you. That one's big.
True.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds.
Wow. There is a lot of energy there. So everywhere you've decided that you are not allowed to ask questions.
Wow.
Would you destroy and uncreate that? Whoo-wee.
Yes. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine shorts, boys. Ooh. So I'm not tired. It's just a lot of energy clearing on this one. Boys and beyond.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, there are lots of things we're told about asking questions, like, keep your mouth shut, or don't be greedy, or that's, you know, it's not right to ask, or it makes you stupid, or what else? Or you're going to look stupid.
Yeah. Curiosity killed the cat.
Yeah, you should know that already. We explained it already.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So many different ideas we have that limit us from asking. Like, or they're going to say no, right? That fear of being rejected. Like, if I ask for this, they probably won't say yes, so I'm just not going to ask. Well, if you don't ask, it's a no. It's an automatic no anyway.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. So would you be willing to ask even if you're rejected? Ooh, that has such an energy. Maybe we can do a whole show about rejection.
Sounds like a good idea.
Learning to live with or navigate rejection.
Ooh, I like that. Navigating rejection. There we go.
Yeah, and what if you, just being you and letting go of your need to be like other people, what if that in itself is an inspiration?
Mm-hmm.
Would you
be willing
to do that? Yeah. What if you being you is an inspiration in itself?
Oh, thank you. Thank you guys for listening to Imperfect Brilliance. We're so grateful for you.
We are.
Come
thank you guys.
Again.
Be in touch between shows on Facebook or Gmail or anywhere you like to connect, Instagram. Have a great week, everyone. And until then, you can listen to us on iTunes or wherever else. Aloha.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a bunch. Bye, everybody.